This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The suspect in last year's deadly shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs is due in court tomorrow. Earlier this week, prosecutors filed a motion to add 12 more charges against Anderson Aldrich, bringing the total to 317. The new counts include first-degree murder with intent as well as hate crimes. The suspect remains in custody. 5 people were killed and 22 others were injured in the shooting. The leaders of Colorado's 2 sovereign Native American tribes made a historic joint address to Colorado's state lawmakers today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The chairman of the Southern Ute and the Ute Mountain Ute appeared together in the state house for their first address to a joint session of the state legislature. The historic event comes under a new state law that requires the state government to hear from the leaders of the sovereign nations. Here's Manuel Hart of the Ute Mountain Ute.
We all claim these lands as our homeland. But let us look at the past history and what has been taken away, all those lost opportunities we shall address, and we shall address them today and look toward future opportunities.
The 2 tribal leaders asked for cooperation on issues from water to sports betting and education. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Come find today's latest news at CPR.org. It is 1:06, and that means we're hearing another hour of Here and Now. And in about 2 or 3 minutes, you will hear a familiar voice on Here and Now. Our own Denverite reporter Kevin Beatty will be on the show talking about the closing of Denver's migrant shelters. That situation has been ongoing for a few weeks, and we've been covering it diligently at CPR.org and over at Denverite.com. And it should be nothing but sunshine across most of the state. Thanks for listening.